to ask Ayun about the time Trump dared to walk in front of the Queen.
Yeah. He did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. And let me tell you what, if you don't think he didn't chap her ass, it chapped her ass. I mean, she's like the very idea. It's like that Cameron dude. She like squished him. She run him out of the damn Buckingham Palace. Run him off. Cameron, David Cameron, she throwed him out. Like, you little sand nigger, get out of here. You're not going to be in this. Get out. Get out. Get out. Don't you come back. And then...
Yeah, I was talking to Ion privately about that, Roxy, and yes, Trump planned it all. He meant to do that. And the Queen was shocked.
He did.
But then she realized he was a god. So she calmed down.
She had no choice. She had no choice. Because he could take the orb away from her. No one else could.
Right. Now, did she realize
that?
Did she realize that in a few seconds? Do we see it on camera? You see her taken aback, sort of. You can imagine it. Is that when she realized it? Or she realized it 2 days later after stewing in it?
When she put the brooch on for the battle that was being very embarrassing, that's when she knew. When they chose that pin that was a slap in the face, that's when she knew. She knew.
Did she put the pin on Trump?
No, she put it on herself, but it represented a very bad time for U.S.
Well, why would that, since she meant that to be a sign of slapping Trump in the face, what made her change her view that on Trump in that ritual?
Well, she didn't realize he'd actually do it. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you do it. He had the ability to, but then he really would. I mean, he could have spit in her face, too, but she wouldn't have expected that, but he could have. But she wasn't, like, going to be covers in case he decided to.
Are you talking about when they put the medal on her, the ribbon, whatever you're talking about, when that happened?
No. It was a necklace 2 days before it was chosen.
His choice of that.
She chose it. She was trying to get a dig on him, and instead of being a dig on him, he walked in front of her. It's like, oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, he found out about that. When was the ribbon placed on? After Trump walked in front of her or before?
It's not a ribbon.
Whatever it is.
The diamond brooch.
Okay.
Well, you need to be clear.
When was it put on her? Like, what's the stages of realization?
The day, 2 days before the meeting, it was chosen. And she had to weigh out, was that going to be a slap in the face? Too much. And instead of it becoming too much, he broke it all and walked in front of her, which basically... what she did was way too much, wearing that pin. But what he did was even on top of that. He trumped that. It's just what Trump does. So he even trumped that.
Right. So how did he find out she was making this private decision?
Because there was the conversation was about who was wearing what, because they wanted to make sure you can't overdress or outdress the Queen. For example, you can't have a hat wider than her brim. You can't have certain things.
Yeah.
You know, you can have shoes, but you can't have better shoes than she, or you can't wear more diamonds than the Queen is wearing. There's a big thing about it. You know what I mean? Like, if she's wearing green, you don't wear blue or something, so it makes her look washed out. You see? You have to balance.
So she made the decision privately
beforehand.
Was Trump near her witnessing her decision making?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Well, how did he find out?
Carol's telling you.
Yeah, he found out when he heard that she was going to do it, when they told him how to dress.
That's right, when they were approving everybody's dress. That's when it was like, what? And it was like, oh, shit.
Okay, look at this. She wore a brooch, the Queen wore a brooch, given to her as a mark of friendship by the Obamas. That's what the brooch was.
And it was there.
And did she wear it, Carolyn?
She did.
The words I said were, she wore a brooch given to her.
Where did she wear it?
With Trump when he met him. We're talking about the brooch.
Oh, so he saw the brooch. Did he know about this before he saw it on her?
2 days beforehand he did, because it was scheduled.
Okay, I see.
But he got ahead of it. He didn't make nothing off of him. That's good. That's excellent.
You know,
and see,
and,
well, here we go. Now, wait 1 second. Wait one second. Stop. Now, here's the story. Thank God that the android meme didn't mind you knowing that about the brooch. Because had the android meme disapproved of that information, it would have not been available on the Googler.
Hmm.
Do you see the difference here? That could be troublesome.
Does Queen Elizabeth know that's the reason Trump walked in front of her? Because of the brooch?
Yes. Yes.
How would she find that out?
She knows because 2 days beforehand she knew what they were going to wear. And so then they followed protocol exactly. But instead, he just trampled the regimen that queenly capacity normally engages. They tell you how to curtsy for what you're doing. They tell you so you don't fuck up, you know, because some people are stupid. They don't know anything. But she's easy about it, typically. But some things, you know, you don't turn your back on the queen. You just don't do it. You back up, back out. You don't turn your back to the queen of England.
Okay, so now what you've built up is this sequence. The queen says, yes, I'll put the Obama brooch on. And Don will see it, and he'll get the insult. But you just said that she knew he'd be insulted, and that she knew he'd walk in front of her.
Well, she knew there'd be retribution. She didn't know how far it would go. That's what he said.
Right. Okay. So she was willing to do that, willing to put up with the unknowing retribution. She said, "I'm going to do this. It'll piss him off."
Short of having him thrown in the Tower of London, I guess that she would have done that, but that wouldn't have worked.
Okay,
Air Force One doesn't like that when you do that.
Right. So when they're walking along and he steps in front of her, she quickly says, "Oh, that guy, look what he did. He did this to get back for the brooch. I didn't see that coming."
Yes, right. And then that's when she recognized
he was sovereign.
And the android meme had captured it, and it was all over the world before she could even redact it.
Right. Why did the android meme? So the android meme, it promotes Trump in that way? It made sure everybody saw it?
No, it promotes anarchy. It promotes anarchy.
Okay, good. I get that.
Lockdown Bob rule. It's anarchy. It's an example of anarchy. And it's the disturbance of who the hell is this goober-loving motherfucker think he is that's going to undo the entire British Empire. And he stands up and walks in front of her. It's like, he could have just slapped her in the face. I guess, shut up, bitch. I've had enough out of you. How you going to do that, you know, to the queen? So we don't know. It's a white-knuckle flight for us, too. But the android meme picked it up and immediately showed how disrespected and undone the oligarchs are. The android meme is another battle between the oligarchs, the power, and the sovereignty. That the android meme, that pretend android meme, is more powerful than the oligarchs. And the oligarchs now are fighting with the android meme. Meanwhile, the angels are fighting with the power players. Meanwhile, the vibration is a fight is on. So the ones that are ascending need to be aware of this and pull back just a little bit and watch this unfold before the train comes through the middle of the house.
Those are the realms of heaven in the Book of Revelation. It's in terms of battles that John the Revelator would know back in his day, but you just outlined the modern update of realms of heaven. And Roxy, let this be a lesson. This is how you find things out. I am fucking a genius at this. I asked stupid questions that Carolyn wouldn't have even thought of going into. No reason. We knew this. And look what we discovered. Finally, what the realms of heaven are in the Book of Revelation in our terms, which is in my fucking chart. That's the battle. All the different arguments.
And the tiny notes.
The tiny notes.
All laid out in the tiny notes.
Everybody bow down. Please bow down for a couple seconds.
You just walk in front of the queen.
We're not worthy.
Carol's telling me to close the window. I got to close the window, guys.
Did we win? That they were too for them,
if you lived in a better neighborhood, you wouldn't have to do that, Bob.
No, it was not the day. The day before we went.